on campus
and online.
This is URN, The Pulse.
The University of Nottingham will play host to well-known Westminster figures next week as part of a series of politically themed events. On Wednesday the 8th of March, the School of Economics will host Sir Vince Cable and Charles Clarke as part of a Brexit policy panel titled Britain and the EU, Ideas for a New Relationship. This is followed by a guest lecture from House Speaker John Bercow and a reprise of his role as quizmaster for a special rematch edition of University Challenge between lecturers and students. Stab victims in Nottingham have been paying vets to stitch their wounds because they fear the police will get involved if they go to hospital. Frontline workers who deal with gang violence in Nottingham say they have encountered people who have paid a vet up to £200 to treat a stab wound for them. Some are worried about being seen as informants, while others fear being implicated if something bad happens to the person who attacked them. Nottinghamshire police have been asked to comment on the issue. Prime Minister Theresa May has called on her fellow Conservatives to continue loudly and clearly putting the case forward for what she calls our precious union at the Scottish Conservative Party conference. This has followed her earlier criticisms of the SNP, saying they had tunnel vision over independence, but does not say if she would allow a second referendum. It has been announced in a final report by the AAIB that pilot errors and ineffective measures to protect the public led to the deaths of 11 men when a vintage jet crashed onto a dual carriageway during the Shoreham Air Show. The report said the risk assessment was not suitable and sufficient to manage the risk to the public, and 21 safety recommendations have been made in the report. In international news, there are calls for Attorney General Jeff Sessions to step down following claims he lied on oath by Democrats with regard to his conversations with the Russian government. President Trump has defended Sessions as an honest man amidst these claims. In entertainment news, Sir Bruce Forsyth has spent 5 nights in intensive care after developing a severe chest infection. The 89-year-old has been in hospital since Sunday, but it's yet to be confirmed when he will be returning home. A friend of Sir Bruce has said that the star remains in great spirits despite the situation. In sports news, Andy Murray beats Philip Kohlschreiber to reach the semi-finals of the Dubai Championships after saving 7 match points in a 31-minute set tiebreak. Murray said that he had never played a tiebreak like that in his life, and it is the longest to take place since 1991. The weather this afternoon will remain wet, with the temperature staying at around 6 degrees. That's all the news that matters to you here on URN. I'm Amy Huddleston, and the time is now 1:30.